the cantor, the sugya, which is, as we pointed out last, which is not going to be the first thing we learn in the Nida, because it sets the stage for what is considered to be a Nida deraisa, what's considered to be a Nida derabanan, in terms of days and countings, and 7 days, and 7 days, etc. So we're going to backtrack for a moment just to understand, get a little bit of a better picture of what exactly Nida deraisa is all about. And once we get a picture of what Nida deraisa is all about, then we'll be able to show how this developed into what we call, since the real application of the Nida deraisa is there. So if we take a look at page 23 in the Maamar Kavos, there's a list of 8 Rambams. I don't know if we read all 8 Rambams, but we'll try to get a list, a little bit of a flavor of what the Rambam Sheet about this matter is. The Rambam begins on page 23, and the first in the Rambam, and it's number 2 of the Maamar Kavos on top of this page, and the Chassid Surah Biya Perek Vav Lach Aleph. And the Rambam starts out just by telling you what the Metzias and what the facts are in terms of what type of blood we're talking about. Says the Rambam, Dama Nida, whether the blood is Dam Nida or Dama Zava, which you mentioned, Zava, Nida, are terms that are used depending on whether we're in the normal cycle or not the normal cycle. Nida is the normal cycle, Zava is the abnormal cycle. Vidama Koshi, blood that accompanies a woman in childbirth, which is in labor and she's bleeding. Vidama Ledes, then the blood that actually that comes out after the woman's already given birth. Vidama Toar, Shalyo Ledes. And the dam yoledes itself is the blood that's accompanied the baby. The dam toor shel yoledes is blood that comes out after she's already passed a certain amount of days after giving birth. Kulo dam echad. So says the Rambam, this halacha he's writing is the doctor. He's saying it's all the same blood. The mina makor blood. This is all uterine blood. Fumayan echad. It's coming from one source and one flow. There is no biological difference in any of this blood. It was man bulvad hushe shtarodino. The only difference is that depending on the time of when this blood is being seen, is it being seen in the normal time? Is it being seen in the abnormal time? Is it before a baby? Is it during childbirth? Is it after a baby? Sheishtana dino, the halacha is going to be different. Tia ra'a damzo tahora, v'zo nida v'zo zava. Only depending on the time of when it's being presented, will the woman either be tahora, in certain cases of dam tohar, will she be a nida, or will she be a zava? So that's the introduction. Now look at this. Keitzer. So what does all this mean? Kishatira isha dam tchila. When a woman sees blood starting out, so she's starting her first time and she's seeing blood in her life. O kishatira bishas vesta. Or if she's seeing blood at the time of her vesta, the time of her set period. Or eis shekavah l'digosa. When that's the normal seeing of blood. We're going to see hopefully later on what exactly that means, but for now we're just going to take the Rambam's very, very broad statement that it's Bishas Vesta. Harezu Nida Kol Shivas Hayom. So that is the din of Nida in the Torah. And the din in the Torah is that Bein Rasa Kol Shiva, Bein Shlo Rasa Latipa Rishon Bavad, whether she saw for one day, whether she saw for the entire week, she's a Nida Deraisa. As we mentioned last week, a Nida Deraisa doesn't have to count 7 clean days. She just has to wait for the week from when the bleeding began, and at the end of the 7 days, she goes to the Mikveh and Shoyin. That's it. Rasa Dabi Mashmini, if she starts to see blood after those 7 days are over, Hareze Dam Ziva. Then and only then does the Halachas of Ziva begin. Reishu below Estidasa. That's called below Estidasa. So the deraisa, the definition of Esti Dasa is 7 days from the beginning of the period, which pretty much corresponds biologically to what happens. A woman sees for 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, usually a maximum of about 7 days. So those first 7 days, the Torah still considers that to be the Shas Nidasa, and there's no need for Shiva Nakiyah. After that is when the Parashah of Zava kicks in. Halacha Gimel. V'chein kol dam shetir v'socha yavim shevein besa.
What do you mean there's no dam? It's always... You have to wait 7 days.
No, that's the halacha. Mice, you have to. But I'm saying, on the level of the araisa, min haTorah, so the 7 clean days are only for the woman who sees it other times of her cycle. We're going to see that as we go on. So the Rambam is still telling you the din min haTorah. In halacha gimel, v'chein kol dam shetir v'socha yavim shevein besa nida levesa nida. Any blood that she sees between one period and another period, harayu dam ziva. That's the parasha of ziva. How many days spans between one period to the next? So the Rambam quotes the Gemara, the end of a Sefer Nida. The halacha of Moshe b'Sinai, she'ein bein zman nidlos b'nida, ela echadas hayom u'ba'ad. This is what's called the halacha, the yud alef yom, she'ein nidl u'nida. This is the halacha of Moshe b'Sinai. There are 11-day gap, 11-day window between the two different periods. Any blood that's seen during that 11-day window, is not nida. And then it's mutter, so it's not nida. It creates the status of ziva. And what is the status of ziva? So you would have to read every single Rambam here. We'll just recap what we spoke about last week. When we're dealing with a woman who is a zava, then everything changes. It changes beim kula beim lechumra. In the Torah, if a woman sees blood during the Yemei HaZiva, during those Yud Aleph Yom Shvinin Lanida, if she sees it one time, so she's Asur for that one day, she goes to the mikveh the following day. So it's only one day of, I can't say, call it one day of Nidus, because it's not really a Nida, it's one day of Zivas. If she sees 2 days, then she waits one day, clean, she goes to the mikveh, check. If she sees 3 days, and the simple reading of the Gemara is those 3 days have to be consecutive days, that's what the Torah means, the Rashi Tetzorah. The lowest she does says ki sazuv zov dama yamim rabim lowest nidasa. If she sees yamim is plural is 2, rabim is 3. If she sees 3 days in a row, then and only then she becomes what we call a zava gadola. And as a zava gadola, then and only then does she require shivaniki. That's the case in the halacha that she has to count 7 full clean days. So again, nida and zava are very different. Nida is any small amount of blood, 7 days, no clean. Zava, 1 or 2 days, is a very, very small window, called the Zava Ketana, called Shomer Yom, Keneged Yom, those are synonyms. Only when she sees 3 days in a row does she become a Zava Gedola, requiring an entire Shemini Kiyum. So the different parshas of Nida and Zava. How do you know which one you're up to? So it has something to do with that magic number 11. So the question is, what does that magic number mean exactly? So if you take a look a little bit further down in the Rambam, in Halacha Vav, so in Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, "Kol yimei isha miyom sheyikva laveses atche tamus." That once a woman begins to have a set period until she dies, alachi yachor aveses diomachir, or until she changes radically to a different period, tispo laolam shiva b'tchilas shem aveses, v'chareyin achadasar, v'chareyin shiva, v'chareyin achadasar. She has a calendar, and the calendar says 2 different groups of days on it. We call it, I mean this in a joke, it's called the 7-11. That's exactly what the Rambam says. It's 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11, that's it. But then the Rambam gives her instructions, the tizor v'minyan. He said, you better be careful about these days, because they should pay the be'esha tiradam in b'mei nida rasa or b'mei ziva. She call your mer shal isha kachem shiv y'mei nida v'yudah v'mei ziva. That's the way it is. LMK, Nifsika, Haledik, which is bar. The only thing that can mess up and change the cycle is if she gives birth. If she gives birth, then the baby comes and everything, the whole world starts all over again. The 7-11 starts over again. So according to the Rambam, these numbers are almost going to be a constant. She's always going to be in that state of either 7 days, which can be a Fasnida, 11 days are going to be a Fasiva. Many Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. Everybody agrees to the number 7-11. That's the Halacha Moshe Masidai. But the way the Rambam presented it is ongoing 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, no matter what. So many Rishonim disagree. I'm not going to even attempt to read the Magen Mishnah, the third of the Rambam Kamos, those who have very, very good eyes. So that excludes me. If you get a chance yourself to look at that Magen Mishnah, the third of the Rambam Kamos, he quotes the Ramban. But the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam's calculation of 7-11. Basically, what the Ramban says is as follows. A woman gets a period, so she counts her 7 days, then she went to the mikvah, then she opened up the window of the 11 days. What happens at day 18? Where is she up to at that point? So according to the Rambam, the count continues to go. So if she gets a period in the next couple of days, she's a nida. If she starts to bleed 8 or 9 days later, then she's a zava. According to the Rambam, that's not true. According to the Rambam, it's 7-11 and then blank. And then the count doesn't start by itself. Each month is a new count to be redetermined. When she gets a period next time around, we call that the beginning of the new 7, and then the 11 follow that. According to the Ramban, the Yud Aleph Yom have to be literally beit nida l'nida. You can't have 11 days in a vacuum. The 11 days are the 11 days following the 7 days of Yemei Nida. According to the Ramban, that's not true. According to the Ramban, the 11 days just... So her calendar starts when she's 12 years old, so she goes 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, and it doesn't correspond to anything. So it's very, very difficult biologically to understand. According to the Rambam, the Torah describes it as being normal and abnormal. According to the Rambam, it's not necessarily the case. According to the Rambam, he could have 7-11 har periods of 28 days, so the periods may end up, and you may need them, and you may ziva, maybe a big one big chulin. According to the Ramban, it's very misudar. According to the Ramban, it makes sense, in the sense of biologically. 7 days, she's a nida. The next 11 days, she potentially is a zavah. The 18, nothing happens, so she's blank. When she gets a period again, 27, 28, 29, 30, whatever day she gets a period, she starts all over again. We're not going to spend too much, there's a lot of lumdus in this machlokes and Ramban. We're not going to spend too much time on it, because it doesn't make the slightest bit of difference, la halacha, because with the Rabbanan, we've done away with all of those distinctions. All the dinim of nid and zava have merged to become one bizman hazer, and that's based on the beginning of the page, the top of page 24. This is what we talked about for the deraisa. Now we're going to see what really happens with bizman hazer. So the page, top of page 24, the fourth dinim of Makavos. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rav, Hiskin Rabbi Besados, that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi made a takana in Besados, out in the fields, for the Amar, for the regular people, for the Hamon Ham, Hiskin Rabbi Besados, Rasa Yom Echad, Teshev Shisha Vehu. If a woman sees one day of blood, she has to wait that one day that she saw the blood, and 6 days. Wasn't a mention of Shiva Nakiyam, didn't say a word about 7 clean days. She has to count 7 days. Why is that? So says Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, it's very simple. What is she exactly? Which days is she up to? Is she in the middle of Yemei Nida or the middle of Yemei Ziva? If she's in the middle of Yemei Nida right now, something great. She counts 7 days, then it'll be clean days and shine. If she's in the middle of the Yemei Ziva, so then she only is a Vakhtana, because she only saw one day. One day, she only has to wait one day. She doesn't have to wait a whole week of Shiva Nikiyam. So Midda Raisa, she's home free as long as she counts 7 days, not clean days. So that's exactly what Rabbi Nasi said. We no longer know whether a woman is a Zava or a Nida. So we give her the chumas of both. So she has to count, she saw one day, she has to assume the worst case scenario. Worst case scenario is being a Nida. Shnai, if she saw 2 days, Teshu Shishavahei, so she has to wait again 6 days. But no more than that. She doesn't have to count anything in terms of clean days. But Shlosha, but if she saw 3 days in a row, then Teishiv Shiva Nakiyim. Then she has to wait 7 clean days. Why is that? So when she saw once or twice, what was the Chumrah? The Chumrah was being a Nida. Being a Zava once or twice is a Kula, because you don't have to wait any, just wait 1 day. So seeing once or twice, we turned around and we said, oh, you're probably a Nida. When she sees 3 days, shift the part, we say, no, guess what, you're probably a Zava, and therefore you have to wait Shiva Nakiyam. So it comes out, according to Bina Nasi, he made a din with the Rabbanan that we no longer trust, we no longer assume you can keep calculation of what you're up to, we have to assume the worst of either scenario, either Nida or Zava. So 1 or 2 days, it's worse to be a Nida, 3 days, it's worse to be a Zava. That was the Tekan of Bina Nasi. That's not where it ended. Amar Rabbi Zeira, so Zeira finishes the story off by saying, "Benos Yisrael hechmir al atzman shafilu roas tipas dam kechardol yoshvus alash shivnekiyim." The Gemara Bracha says, "Make you daven shacharis." The Gemara says that before you daven shacharis, you should say a halacha psuka. You should say a simple halacha with no complications. And the Gemara says, "Kegon Amar Rabbi Zeira Benos Yisrael." No complications. You can talk about this for 6 months. This is the Gemara considered to be halacha psuka. So what did Rabbi Zeira say? Rabbi Zeira said that the din deraisa, we know what it is. The din of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, we know what that is also. But now the Benos Yisrael went one step further. What was the one step further? That even if they see the smallest amount of blood, it's not 3 days, it's 1 day. It's tiny, it's nothing. They saw one drop of blood, look like a mustard seed. You have to wait seven clean days. And the question is, that makes absolutely no sense. What in the world could be prompting that minig of the Benos Yisrael? Be Manav Shach. It's only 1 day of blood. If she's a Nida, you don't need Shiva Nakiyam. If she's a Zava, she's only a Zava Ketana. So why in the world does she need Shiva Nakiyam? It's a tie to the Sasri. It's a Chumrah that Mamash makes no sense. So that's what the Rishonim are trying to figure out. What is this based on? And what exactly is the strength of this minig of Benos Yisrael? So the Rishonim worked very, very hard to try to figure out what logical sense does this minig make. So the fifth of the Mamakomos. So the Ran gives you his understanding. It's in the second column of the Ran. Yesh Loimar. Shekevan shalif amim v'tipa kechardel yosheva shiva nekiyim Every once in a while, you can have a very, very small Riyas Dam resulting in Shiva Nikiyim. How can that be? According to what we just said, it's impossible. The Hainu, Viziva HaSoseres. What if a woman is already a Zava? She's a Zava, Minat Torah. She saw day 8 and day 9 and day 10, 3 days in a row. She's a Zava de Raisa. We paskin that she needs Shiva Nikiyim. She's in the middle of counting her clean days. And then on day 4 of the clean days, she has a very small amount of blood. So that's not a Riyas Dam that creates Zivus. That's a Riyas Dam that's so serious, that uproots, that contradicts the count of Shiva Nikiyim. Once she sees a little bit of blood during the Shiva Nikiyim, that knocks off the whole Shiva Nikiyim, and she requires a new Shiva Nikiyim. Now, it's not exactly fair, we just said. It's not that the Stira really requires a Shiva Nikiyim. The Stira undoes the count, and once it undoes the count, then she needs Shiva Nikiyim based on the original Riyah, which was in fact 3 days. But not everybody thinks it's lumdish terms. A woman knows that every once in a while, a Riyas Dam translates to 7 days, to 7 clean days. In that one wild, so wild, one crazy case of Astiras, Shiva Nikiyim, that results in a full counting of Shiva Nikiyim again. Therefore, the women start to get nervous. But once we know psychologically that a small Riyas Dam can sometimes result in Shiva Nikiyim, it's a low plug. We want to make it easy for the kallahs and all the girls. Anytime you see blood, just always count Shiva Nikiyim, the earth on the same side. So even though it's true that 99% of the time, either she's a Nida or she's a Zava Ketana, just the seeing of one drop of blood does not mean to require Shiva Nikiyim. Since every once in a while it does, so it's a low plug, we're always going to say, that's the Rav's understanding of what prompted this minute. The Tamidi Rabbeinu Yonah, in the 6th of the Maram Kamos, we'll see if we can try to read that. I don't even know if we have to read this one. But the 6th of the Maram Kamos. We'll try to streamline a little bit. So the Midrash Ben Yonah say that in theory you can have a woman who has a very, very small Riyah, and mid HaTorah, she just became a Zava Gadola. How can it be? So this is a throwback to what we spoke about at the very beginnings of this year, last year. At what point in time is it considered to be a Riyas Dam? When do we say that this woman saw blood? So seeing blood doesn't mean when it literally exits the body. Seeing blood means when the blood exits the Bayis HaPnimi and enters the Bayis HaChitza, when it leaves the uterus and enters into either into the cervix or past the cervix, depending on the things that we spoke about. That doesn't necessarily translate to mean she knows about it. A woman could theoretically be a need without even knowing about it. It's unlikely it's going to be that way for a very long amount of time. It's probably going to exit the body. It's probably going to exit the body pretty quickly, but it is possible for a woman to have a Re'iyas Dam without knowing about it. So what could, it's a very, very off, you know, a very, very, very strange possibility, says Tamidu Ben Yonah, but it could be that on Sunday morning, she had a Re'iyas Dam halachically that she doesn't even know about. And on Monday, she had another Re'iyas Dam halachically she doesn't even know about. And on Tuesday, and again, I'm not a doctor, but it's highly unlikely, Ben Yonah himself says highly likely it could happen. She had another Riyas Dam that she doesn't know about, and all three of these Riyas Dam, the blood almost got stuck. It left the Bayis HaPnimi, came to the Bayis HaChitza, and didn't exit the body, so she didn't see it yet. All of a sudden, on Tuesday afternoon, she sees a little bit of blood. Little does she know that little bit of blood is not one Riyah. That little bit of blood is an accumulation of Sunday's Riyah, Monday's Riyah, and Tuesday's Riyah. So it turns out, she's a Zava Gadola. If she's in those 11 days of Halacha Mashsina, Yid Alef Yom, Shemini Lanida, and she experiences a little bit of blood on Tuesday, what she's really witnessing is bleeding from Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday accumulated, which would make her Zava D'Oraisa, which would require Shiva Nikiyim. So women didn't want to get mixed up. They don't want to get confused. Sometimes they're going to come to the rabbi, and he's going to say she's a Zava Gadola, and sometimes she's a Zava Ketana, and sometimes she's an Iyaket. So it's hard enough to keep us near the way. This is Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a low plug. No Selach Mir Latzman. So again, whether it's the Ran's version, whether it's the Rabbeinu Yonah's version, maybe other Rishon, different versions, the bottom line is the Gemara does make the statement that Benos Yisrael Chemil Atzman, Shafilu Roos Tipas Dav Gechadol, Yosh Vesalat Shem Nikim. So the question becomes now, is there more to the statement than just meets the eye? When the Benos Yisrael were Machmer to in effect do away with the distinctions between the Raisa of Nid and Zava, were there more things included in this Chumrah of the Benos Yisrael or not? So we learned a lot about the significance of colors of blood. We know that the only kinds of blood that has a problem is red. And we even said, even not all reds are really a problem in the Torah, and we're not sure, but anything that's not red, a woman sees yellow, a woman sees brown, those kinds of colors. So we said, they're not red. Either biologically, sometimes blood doesn't interest us. So there is a, back there, maybe Yonah, in the sixth of the Maram Kamos, I'm just about to try to read, very beginning, Shafir Ros Tipas Dam Kichayu. When the Gemara says that they see a little bit of blood, even the size of a mustard seed, so that's a problem. Yesh Befarsha, for those who add, Shachumra Haisa, Rebbeisha Haisa Mar Hadam Ke'en HaChardol. When Chazal say that it was a Chumra, we misunderstood. The Chumra wasn't that we're not sure which days you're up to. The Chumra also included the color. The color of what's coming out is like mustard. It's a yellowish type of a color. I mean, it's not a real Maratame, but with the Rabbanan, the Benos is so a Machmir. So the Ainzen here, so says Rebbeinu Yonah, no, it's not true. The machumra isazu shezemin adinu. The behedja kaimam sechazid shedam kemara haachar da betamei. So Rabbi Yonah says, no, that can't be pshat in the Benos Yisrael. You know why? Because the yellow blood is a problem maker adin. No, that's not the way we possibly. We spoke about that sheet early on. So Rabbi Yonah quotes Yesh Mefarshim who said that yellow is mutar maker adin, but that's included in the chumras Benos Yisrael. And Rabbi Yonah rejects says, no, that's not true. It's also maker adin. So. That's the bad news. The good news is that we paskin, that it's mutar mikra din, and that was never included in the Chumash Benos Yisrael. So we can breathe a sigh of relief against this Rabbeinu Yonah. So our minhag is that when we say the Benos Yisrael were machmir, that means they were machmir, not the friendship between Edus and Zivus anymore. But to start throwing chumras in terms of colors, never heard of such a chumra. Then the Rush quotes in the bottom of the first of the comes after it says CD 16. So the Rush writes, the Rush quotes an opinion of Rishonim that says that maybe included in the chumra of the Benos Yisrael is even if it's dam and hatzdot, it means it's from the vaginal area, not even uterine blood, it's mamish damacha. The doctor looks and says, I'm telling you, 100% it's damacha. So there's some Rishonim who said, Benos Yisrael, the chmir latzmon, afil yadua shebamin, even if it's damacha. So Russia's lo yadati ana removes the gezeirah zubeshas. He says, I don't know where this gezeirah, this decree, is hinted to in the Gemara. That's not at all what we're talking about. Rabbi Zeiru the Yama Benos Yisrael Chnil Atzman Shemros Tivas Dam Kechadim Stamer Ilu the Karmar. That means if she has a regular yis dam, she doesn't have a documented wound. That's a problem. About a boy yadua shabamin at stodin, the zel lo echmiru l'tamos dam amakva. He says the Rush that we don't have any source in Chazal to asamakas. The Gemara says that Dam and Amach is Mutar. It takes a lot of work to figure out where it is Amach and Anamach. We spoke a lot about that in the past. But just to Mach back the whole cool of the Amach and say, Benos Yisrael Chamir, that even the Amach is a problem, we never heard of such a thing. And listen to the way the Rush addresses that Rishon who had that Chumrah. The Ein Lanu Elamashi Motzien Anu Min Hashas. He says, we follow what it says in the Gemara. We don't make up our own Chumras. If it says it in the Gemara, we have a right for the Gemara, then it's also. Everything is Mutar to prove an also. Im adam chashuv merov anvasa uprishaso, ein erotza lismoch al atzmo lasos maisa. If you have an individual who wants to be a machmir, who wants to be afrom, he's too nervous to rely on the dam on the cool of the mach. He doesn't want to trust the doctor. He doesn't want to trust the machmir. He wants his, you know, to hold his own and need his chasidus. Kuzundei says the Rush, yinav midas prishuso la atzmoi. Let him keep his chumras to himself. Let him follow his own midas chasidus for himself. He says that we have no right to publicize it, no right to put it into a sefer, no right to tell, no right to put it into the curriculum for the college classes. If it's a personal chumrah, there's a day you want to follow your own chumrah, but unless we're convinced that this is what Chazal meant, we have no right to ask for such things. That Chazal were very maker for agunos. Has to do that, not in the classic groups, has to do with the following. You can have a woman who has a macha for months, for years she has a macha. If you want to create this new chumrah that we don't want the machas anymore, you can ask her nisha labayla. You can tell her, sorry, you can't be with your husband till you heal. But take the divorce her. So therefore, Chazal was very mega with Kilu Ma'od. Kol shekein shlo yora adu v'hachna v'daito, im lo shiyavi rayas beruros fin hashas. So you shouldn't be machmir unless you have a raya to be machmir. Just to have the attitude. But it sounds like that's what the Bnei Yisrael asa. Very powerful rush in terms of protocol of halacha and chumras and midas chasidus as bizman as well. But anyway, getting back to the story.
It's not going with the idea. Anyway, it's not going with the idea that they made neither like Jew but Jew like neither.
But it's a totally different story.
But they're neither those two, so it doesn't connect to the way we explain that.
Right. So again, so there seems to be two different approaches that we showed him. When Rabbi Zera says Bnei Yisrael Chuyel Atzman, does that mean that he's only addressing the Nida Ziva dilemma, or is Bnei Yisrael Chuyel Atzman all encompassing a sweeping statement? We made Hilchos Nida made easy. He always has Surah. That's pretty much what it means. It doesn't matter what the color is. Doesn't matter what the mach is. If you hold like Hilchos Nida made easy, then we can throw out the last 3 months of Shirim. We spent a month on that mach. We spent a month on colors. According to these, we showed him neither of those issues are relevant. So the Amazon, we don't pass like either of those issues. We pass in like the Pashas and the Gemara, as the Rosh said, Inlan Amasha, Milti Befresh, Milti Shas, that the Chumr of Zera was only vis-a-vis the days. That's the Hilchos Nida looks for Manazah, not concerning anything else. There is another example. We also come up, we'll talk about this a little bit later on. We talk about Dam Torah. We know the Torah tells us that after a woman gives birth, so first she's a surah for either 7 days or 14 days, depending on boy or girl. Then there's a window of time of 33 or 66 days, depending on boy or girl, when even if she sees blood, the blood is mutar. We call it halacha Dam Torah. That's the Dim in HaTorah, and in the Gemara, talks about it, quotes about it, the Sugi's about that as well. We have a custom today not to rely on that kula. We have a minhag that we don't rely on the kulas of Dam Torah. A woman sees blood even during that time, we say she's a surah as well. Most of the Rishonim assume that was a later minhag. It started in the days of the Gaon. The Rishonim was a much later minhag because people were partially getting confused. There are some who say that was included in Gnosis Yisrael Chumir Latzman, the similar type of a thing that we don't think any, Bizman has said, it's Hilchos Nida made easy. Blood means Shivanakim. Don't ask any questions, I don't care when it came. So that's not Amminig. Amminig is that it's Aser, but it's Aser B'Torah's Minhag, and there are differences now. Sometimes we have certain kulas now, but again, we'll talk about that a little bit more when we get to the Sugis of Dam Torah. So Kopan, getting back to that story, we have two different approaches in the Rishonim. What did Rabbi Zera mean? Did Gnosis Yisrael mean to Aser, Mamish, everything, even cases not related to timing per se, but that the Bnei Yisrael only relates to the issue of time. But now we have a major question, perhaps the most important question, about the schum of the Bnei Yisrael. What exactly is the tokif? What exactly is the strength of this statement in the Gemara? The Gemara does use the phrase, Bnei Yisrael hechmir al atzman, that it almost sounds like a grassroots, that the women decided it, they decided to accept the schumra, and the Gemara actually in Masechet Nida uses the phrase minug, concerning the Bnei Yisrael. So the question is, what does that mean? Does it mean it's a minhag? Is that really what all it means? It's just B'Torah's minhag? Just because it's a minhag, would it mean that we don't observe it? We observe in Hokum as well. But if something is only a minhag, it's subject to certain kulas. So we know, for example, the Poskim tell us that if you have a shasar chak, it doesn't have some mamon, things of that nature, we have a right to violate what would otherwise be a minhag. The famous tshuva of Moshe about this, the first tshuva in Arachayim, that of a person... is at work, and the boss says to him, listen, if you wear a yarmulke to work, you're not going to work for me. So Rabbi Moshe Paskin, you're not going to wear a yarmulke. Why? Wearing a yarmulke is a minhag. Is that a din? It's a minhag. And minhagim are not required to be observed in a situation of a hefset, of a significant hefset moment. Similar tshuva is about, Rabbi Moshe's opinion was that one is not allowed to shave during Sfira, one is not allowed to shave during the 3 weeks. I don't agree to that, but according to Rabbi Moshe's understanding, that was all included in the minhag of not getting haircuts. So Rabbi Moshe was asked, the person's boss tells him, if you don't shave in 3 weeks, don't come to work. If you don't shave during Sfira, don't come to work. So Rabbi Moshe said, you're allowed to shave, you're allowed to get haircuts, you're allowed to get theoretically haircuts, and that would be the case, because one is not required to suffer significant loss of mamon to observe a minhag. So whenever we're dealing with something which is quote unquote only a minhag, there are certain leniencies, certain shasar chak, hefset, etc. Another famous example, that's the minhag of kidneys. So Ashkenaz, we're not allowed to eat kidneys. But if there's an unbelievable shasar chak, so one would be permitted to. There's a famous kula of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan that 1 year in Europe, there was a famine. It was very hard to get regular grain. There was no potatoes around, and it was a very push people didn't have what to eat. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan was not the kidneyest that year in Eastern Europe because it was mamish shasar chak. People had nothing to eat that year for Pesach. So that doesn't mean that. Person goes to the store and sees there's a lot of kidneys, so it's a big shasar chak because he wants to eat the your kidneys products. It means the real shasar chak. So we do have precedent in halacha for minhagim can be a little bit loosened with when we're dealing with big shasar chak. So So do we have a right to apply this to this bit of Shiva Nikiyim as well? That would be a tremendous kula. Now again, usually it's not such a shazakhak, but every once in a while it is. What would be a potential example of a shazakhak? So it's something we spoke a little bit about in the past. What if you have a situation where a woman is not becoming pregnant, and doctors tell her a very simple reason why she's not becoming pregnant, because she has a very short cycle, and she's ovulating well before she's coming back from the mikvah. Of a simple biology tells you if the woman ovulating on the head of a cycle and she's not getting back to the mikvah until day 12 or 13, she will never become pregnant. Because you can only become pregnant if a couple is together within that very, very small window around ovulation time. So what do you do? So Bismarck said, Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of ways to solve the problem. It's called simple medication. The medication pushes the ovulation off and shut. That's usually if that's the only reason why she's not becoming pregnant, that's usually fairly solvable. But in previous Doros didn't have that option. So what do you do? So the suggestion was made, instead of pushing off ovulation, which we don't have the medicine to do in the early 1900s, why don't we just let her go to the mikvah a little bit earlier? How we can let her go to the mikvah earlier? Very simple. Don't count Shiva Nikiyim. Just count Shiva's Yom Tiyah B'Nidasa, and Midarais, she goes to the mikvah after 7 days, and then she'll ovulate on day 9 and 10, she'll be able to become pregnant. So that suggestion was made in Europe. Do we have a right to in a sense, do away with this the statement of Rabbi Zeh Israel in a situation of peripheria. So there was one very, very lone voice out there, one of the Achorim, Gali Masechla, the Kedavah from Europe, who was of the opinion that maybe yes, that maybe the lack of the requirement of the Shiva Kiev is fundamentally Bitaras Minog, and as a Minog, Madri, take a yarmulke off to save your job, you cannot observe this Minog in order to potentially have children. So this idea was suggested by the Gaia Masechta. This has not been accepted in the later post-given. Again, in our generation, it's not relevant anymore because we have medication. But even back in Europe, even 60, 70 years ago, this idea was not accepted by the post-given on two grounds. So, one reason why this was very, very questionable is that 99% of the time, this is not just the Chumah of Rabbi Zeira. This is the Takana of Rabbi Danasim. Remember, we learned that the Chumah of Rabbi Zeira was if you see blood one time, even though it doesn't really make that much sense, but you have to wait 7 days. Rabbi Danasi was the one who instituted if you see 3 days in a row, even though it's been made Nida, then you have to count Shiva Nikiyim because maybe you have Meziva. That was a Takana. His Kirev Sons, that wasn't a minute. That was a real formulated Issa Medir Rabbanan made by Rabbi Danasi and his based it. Most women today see one 3 days. A woman gets a regular period, she sees 4, 5, 6 days in a row, so she's bound by the Takana of Rabbi Danasi. If she would only have a cork and have a 1 day period, so that would be Rabbi Zeir. That's not what happens. What happens with Zvanazet is a 5, 6 day period. So a 5, 6 day period, Hilchos Nida for us is not Rabbi Zeir. Hilchos Nida month in, month out. The fact that we count Shiva Nikiyim is we don't need the Benos Yisrael's Chumras with the Maislach of Rabbi Yonas with the Ra. We don't need that. The reason why we need Shiva Nikiyim is because Kach Tikir Vidan Hosei, because people get confused between Nidas and Zivas. So to say that it's only a minute Shiva Nikiyim and therefore we can tamper with it, not true. 99% of the time, it's more than a minute, it's a real takon. Then there's another reason why we're very, very weary to play with Shiva Nikiyim, because of what the Ritva said. The Ritva, the fourth in the Ramakamas, says on page 25, the Ritva writes, the Kevon of the Rabbi Zeir Shmaitza, once Rabbi Zeir reported this to us, we're breaking in Omdin Malo Halacha Psukha. The Gemara in Brachas gives us as an example of an absolute clear cut Halacha Psukha, nothing to discuss. The when the Gemara says that Pinoza Lachil Atzman, that means the Pinoza Shul started it. It means they thought of this idea. They were nervous. The Jewish women themselves realized it was becoming more and more difficult to keep track exactly what they're up to, and they were concerned lest they make a mistake in calculations. When the Chacham got wind of this idea, the Chacham thought this is a great idea. It was a grassroots takana. The women started it, but then, what's more important than Allah, not the women started it, but the Asa takana, Chazal instituted as a takana, Upasha Isur B'chal Olam. It became a takana and an issa that was accepted throughout Jewish communities. The Enkoach Levatla V'lo L'Hokol Bo Klal. He says that we have no right to be Levatla this takana, we have no right to be lenient this takana. This was an absolute din with the Rabban Chayt V'l'Yavor. This becomes like any other din. There's like Mukta, there's like Kriyas HaMegillah, there's like Neves Chanukah and Vishalakam. This is not a minute. This is a real issa that Rabban to require Shiva Nikiyim. So the mice, when all the dust settles, the man is there. We, of course, as Torah observant Jews, we observe the dinner of Shimon Nechiyim. Whether every once in a while, it's only a minute, or that part of the while, there's a lot of longness about that. The Tachlis, Halacha L'maaseh, Shimon Nechiyim cannot be tampered with, cannot be played with, and even Nebuch in a situation with a Purim Arivia, so both of us should find Siddur, Shalom Zaman, right in their tshuvas, that we have no right to be Mevatel Shimon Nechiyim, even under extenuating circumstances. And the good news is that this man is there, it's, that's the only issue of infertility. That issue can be resolved fairly quickly. So, but in terms of the way Hilchos Nidus is practiced today, so I think as the Gemara says, that's the lead of the Zabik Shachmas, the Gemara says, and you say Allah Psukha, that's the Allah Psukha. Okay, so just a.